Women have a history of rising above. When they blocked our right to vote, we marched. When they paid us less, we secured equal pay. When they devalued us, we built a movement. Now they tell us we need abortion to succeed, that abortion is part of our empowerment. But there's no victory in ending the lives of our own children. There's no empowerment. There's only harm and loss. Abortion hurts. It leaves us with a giant hole in who we are. When someone tells us we are not up for the challenge of being a mother, let's remind them who we are, what we have overcome, how we have risen above. We don't need abortion to succeed.
The following programming is sponsored by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Positively Pro-Life, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. On Positively Pro-Life, we aim to bring you inspirational stories and conversation, important legislative updates, and informative interviews as we seek to restore and strengthen a culture of life. I'm your host, Ramil Tenney, Education Director at the Federation, and joining me as co-host is our Executive Director, Maria Gallagher. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much, Ramil. It's great to be with you today.
It's always good to have you. And I'm excited for today's conversation because it's going to be between you and I.
Yes.
So a few weeks ago on this podcast, if you've been following us regularly, we had shared the story of a young girl who embraced the pro-life position after encountering the website teenbreaks.com while researching for her high school presentation. So today, Maria and I are going to discuss the need for awareness among teenagers and youth about the dangers of abortion and alternatives in the case of an unexpected pregnancy. And one of the means that we do that here at the Federation is through promoting teenbreaks.com. And we're going to go into a discussion about this later in the episode. But first, here's Maria with her update for the week.
Ramil, a pro-life message can hit you at the most unexpected of moments. I was watching a TV Christmas movie when I heard one of the characters shout out, "I'm pregnant." The immediate response from the man by her side was, "Best Christmas present ever." And so it is. A child is such a blessing, especially during the holidays. Her birth signals hope for the future and a profound change in the status quo. It is an indication that, despite all the turmoil and trepidation we may face, something is indeed right in the world. Human life is to be celebrated, even if its appearance comes at unexpected times. I recall my mother saying that when she held me for the first time, she was amazed at the tremendous gift God had bestowed upon her. This is not to say that parenthood is without its challenges, financial struggles, relationship troubles, and scheduling conflicts may make an appearance as well. At such times, it is important to remember that the newborn child is not the cause of difficulties, but a catalyst for helping us find solutions to the problems that present themselves. Now, life may not be a Hallmark movie, but it still has its moments filled with joy and wonder. Among the most precious of those is when a baby makes her way into the world. Ramil.
Oh, that is such a sweet message, Maria. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
As you were speaking, I was reminded of a video that I saw on social media where this man is just walking in the crowd and everyone's turning to him and smiling. And you can only see this video come from the back. So you can see the back of the man. He's just walking in on a busy New York street on the sidewalk, and people just are turning to him and smiling. And then the video shifts to show him from the front, and he has a baby that is strapped to him, and a very young baby, probably like 2 months old. And everyone who saw this baby smiled. And I feel like your message ties so beautifully to that same reality that we all experience in the presence of a baby.
Yeah.
Just how much joy and life and love we receive. So thank you for that. That really made my day.
Oh, you're welcome, Rimmel.
So now following that, we've been talking about, I introduced our topic for today, which is that the Federation has always had a heart for the young pro-lifers out there. And one of its initiatives is teen outreach to young students and those in college, high school, middle school. And one of the ways we do that is through partnering with a website called teenbreaks.com. So we're going to start this conversation off, and I want to ask Maria, because she was here. She's been with the Federation for over 20 years, and this was one of the things that she also had partnered in way back in the day. So Maria, can you tell us, what is Teen Breaks, and how did the Federation get involved with promoting this website?
I'd be happy to, Rimmel. So Teen Breaks is a phenomenal website, which is tailor-made for teens. It's designed to be the go-to place for information about the life issues and to answer the many questions they may have about pregnancy and pregnancy symptoms and the like. So we were approached by teenbreaks.com to partner with them to promote it. It was an experiment. We weren't exactly sure how it was going to turn out. And that was way back in the mid-2000s when I was education director. And we decided this was a project that we wanted to take on. And so we invested in the marketing and advertising of Teen Breaks to teenagers in Pennsylvania. And we were just amazed at the response from these teens. I mean, we have reached just so many teens through this one website over the years. And they really have a change of heart often when they visit the website. So it's a great way to reach out to young people in a way that's not really in your face. Teen Breaks has not ever been a website that screams out pro-life. It's very subtle, but it's very important, the messaging on it. And it's very life-affirming and life-changing. And so we recognized early on the potential that teenbreaks.com had. And it's just been such a blessing in the lives of so many people. And we've now seen really more than one generation go through the process of becoming acquainted with Teen Breaks. And I don't think that there's any way to really measure the full impact, because we don't know how many lives have been saved as a result of this partnership that we have with Teen Breaks. I would hazard to guess that there have been many lives saved, mm-hmm. but you really don't know. It's just been the most engaging project for youth that we've ever had at the Federation. And year in, year out, it continues to perform well. And I'm just so pleased and proud that we've been a part of it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know that we just had a conversation yesterday with Betty, our office administrator, who...
Yes.
Well, she's not the office administrator right now, but she pulls out these reports, these Google reports for us. And one of the things that she gave us was statistics. I know you just talked about how we don't know the impact, but we definitely have some numbers that we can share. And I want to do that right now. So something that she found out was that since the beginning of our partnership with Teen Breaks, which was way back in September of 2005, we have had 806,672 clicks through our Google ads. Now, just imagine, I mean, over the course of about 20 years now, almost 20 years, we have had over 800,000 people getting onto Teen Breaks and looking into the content they're researching. And the demographics she mentioned were largely teenagers, and but it wasn't restricted or limited to just the young folks out there. We know that there were people in their 20s, early 20s, late 20s, who also had a conversion of heart through coming on the website and finding the information there. And as far as this year goes in Pennsylvania, all of the statistics, I have to say this, all of the statistics that she pulled out were for Pennsylvania. So we're talking about 806,000 clicks from Pennsylvanians in the state. So this year alone, we have been able to get about 35,000 clicks to teen wow. breaks. So that's another big number that we can celebrate. And most of the time, like in a month, we have about 4,000 people going out on there and looking at the content that Teen Breaks provides. Pennsylvanians, again, are going out there. So it seems to be a very popular place, website, especially in some of our major cities. So again, this has been consistent. We've had students from Centerville, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh kind of being the leading cities in Pennsylvania with the most clicks every month. And it's pretty consistent. And the counties are also Washington, Philadelphia, Allegheny, the same counties that have these cities. These are the places where we have the most engagement. So for those of you who missed the story we had shared a few weeks ago, it was of a young girl. Now, we don't know if she's from Pennsylvania, but I'm pretty sure that there are several teens out there like her. Her name is Stacy. And she shared how as a high school teenager, she for one of her school assignments, she had decided to talk about the abortion issue, but from a pro-choice perspective. And while researching to make her case for the pro-choice perspective, she came across teenbreaks.com and she started poring over all of the articles and finding out whatever information was on there. And she said Teen Breaks helped her see that the pro-life position is the right position, is the morally right position. And she made her, she completely turned around. Instead of presenting a pro-choice presentation to her peers in her school, she stood up there and talked about how pro-life is the way to go. And something that happened, which she also could not have accounted for, is that one of her fellow students who was in the same class as her was pregnant at the time and had been considering an abortion. And she came up to this young girl and said, because of your talk, I have decided to not go through with the abortion and I'm going to keep my baby. So that was the testimony of a young girl who was led to Teen Breaks. And we know that there are many, many more out there. We don't have all those stories. Not a lot of people come forward, but with the numbers that we have, we can hope that that is the impact that Teen Breaks is having. And we're just so grateful to be able to partner with them.
That's definitely true, Rimmel. And I would be remiss if I didn't credit those people who were on the ground floor of our partnership with Teen Breaks. And that would be people like our former executive director, Michael Chicachopo, the president of our board, Susan Rogax, our former legislative director, Mary Beliveau, our board members, including Denise Wilcox from Southeastern PA. All of these people have been cheerleaders for Teen Breaks over the years. And if it weren't for their vision and their enlightenment on this subject, we wouldn't have the success stories that we have had today. So I believe in giving credit where credit is due, and we really do stand on the shoulders of giants in the pro-life movement here at the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. So, Rimmel, can you tell us what can teenagers find on the website?
Well, when you go on the website, you just see a lot of pictures and a lot of snippets. But as you go deeper in, you will find a lot of material for research. Like the young girl in our story had shared, you find fact sheets, you find news updates. Now, this was very interesting. Their blog is pretty extensive. They keep records of incidences and are up to date with the news. And then you also have some pregnancy center hotlines. So you find information as to what alternatives to pregnancy, alternatives to abortion in an unexpected pregnancy are. You can find information about fetal development, about prenatal care, what does a woman need, just everything related to pregnancy that a young teenager might be looking for, it doesn't matter if she is just looking to research or if she's looking to find a solution to this unexpected place that she is in. Teen Breaks is one of the best resources out there for her to understand what is happening to her, what is going on in her body, and what are her options. It seems today, in this day and age, most students are exposed to abortion as the best and most feasible option in the case of an unexpected pregnancy. And Teen Breaks tells you, no, it's not. You have so many options, and you are able to go through with this pregnancy and have a career, finish your education, have a career, and have a life. You know, so it really gives you accurate information, which you can verify. I think that's the best part. You know, one of the things that I love about Teen Breaks is, like you had mentioned, it's not leading you to a pro-life conviction in the sense that it's not telling you what to think.
Right.
And teenagers appreciate that intellectual autonomy that they can have in coming to their own conclusions and making up their own minds on certain important issues, especially the hot topics of the day, especially when it's unpopular, right?
Right.
But Teen Breaks it just presents the information in a way that is easy to understand, in a way that is easily digestible, and in a way that you can verify the information through other sources. Like, you can go on and check medically, is this accurate? Legally, is this accurate? So teens can really go and decide for themselves after being presented the information. So that's what I feel is most necessary in reaching, and they have done a good job of just doing that. The other thing that I really loved is this year, the whole website went through a redesign, and now it is very modern and on par with all of the other cool looking websites out there. So even visually, it's going to be a treat for those seeking information. And I know this is one of the ways that we at the Federation reach out to teens, but I was wondering, Maria, could you tell us what are some other ways that we pro-lifers, as well as we at the Federation, how are we bringing the pro-life message to today's youth?
Well, there are so many ways that we bring the pro-life message to today's youth. I think first and foremost, obviously, social media. We're on all the major social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, and Pinterest even. So we're communicating with young people where they are, which is on social media. And that's been true for us really since the advent of social media. Mm-hmm. We were there at the forefront. We have always looked at technology as a wonderful tool to reach people, especially young people in this day and age. And we find that just posting a meme, for instance, can produce so many great conversations and discussions online and in the personal lives of these young people. And so we work very hard to make our posts very relevant to young people. And I think that that shows through the following we have among teenagers in Pennsylvania. Oftentimes, it's been said so often, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. Well, a meme is also worth 1,000 words, right? Mm-hmm. And you post a meme and you just can be really surprised at the reactions that you can get from that. And just, for instance, posting a picture of an ultrasound, it's a subtle reminder of the humanity of that preborn child. And it's important that we always recognize that. With a pregnancy, there are two people we care about and are concerned about, the woman and her unborn child. And it's important that we honor both of them, that we cherish both of them, that we treasure both of them. And I think that we do that through social media, and that resonates with teenagers. We also have a speaker program, and we go out to schools. Remmel, you've gone out to many different academic institutions, and we share the pro-life message, whether it's in a classroom setting or on a panel or in an auditorium. We go where the teens are, and we provide them with information that they may not hear otherwise, especially in the secular media, especially mm-hmm. amongst celebrities. We live in a celebrity culture, and the people who are the performers that we see on the screen, they may not have all the answers when it comes to life issues. So it's important that we get into the arena and we share that information with as many people as we possibly can.
Yes, yes.
Now, Remmel, what opportunities are available for students to engage in the pro-life movement?
Well, there are several. I think that's one of the things that we believe here at the Federation, that we need young people to speak up, and we want to provide young people a platform where they can express their pro-life convictions and their views using whatever talent they have. So one of the things that we offer is student contests for high school and middle school students all across Pennsylvania. So you could enter in, students could enter to be part of these contests, either through the schools, some of the schools promote them, or through our chapters, or even if, you have no one else telling you what to do, just go on our website, you will find information, you'll find our student contest under the education tab, you will find the posters and all of the relevant information you need to enter the 2025 annual pro-life student contest. So go and check that out, share them with to our listeners. If you have high schoolers, share them with those in your community and those that in your circles. The second thing is, we know of several schools that have pro-life clubs that are being led either by the teachers or the students themselves, and become part of a club. And if you don't have a school, if you're in a school that does not have a pro-life club already that's established, you could reach out to us, you could reach out to the Students for Life. We can help you start one. We can help you form a small student body that cares about this. And some of the activities that pro-life clubs do are invite speakers to come. They sometimes have, that's how you and I, Maria, we have been invited to go and speak into schools, because there are established pro-life clubs, or maybe even a teacher who cares and has been able to find students who are interested. A particular school near us reached out once and said that last month, when it was October and it was Respect Life Month, she had a table set up with all of the pro-life literature that is relevant to today's teenagers for a whole month out in the hallway. Now, her school allowed her to do that, which is amazing. We want a shout out to that school. And that's a way that teenagers can access information. So pro-life clubs are an excellent way for student engagement. We also have some chapters in our state that offer students opportunities to use their creativity for the pro-life movement. So now Christmas is coming up, the holiday season, and we have certain chapters that are offering Christmas card contests that students can enter in, a pro-life Christmas card contest where you bring the message, the pro-life message, and it'll be printed and shared with all of the supporters and people across who want to use your talent and your art to promote the pro-life movement. We also have pro-life video contests, and then, of course, local student contests, essay and speech contests at the local levels, which can then be sent to us. So reach out to your chapters. All of this information that we're talking about right now, you can find it on our website, and or you could just reach out to us on the number that you see on our website, www.paprolife.org, and reach out to us for any other kinds of resources and help that you may need.
And Rema, we only have about 2 minutes left, and I'm wondering, do you have a personal testimony of how impactful the right kind of knowledge can be, especially in your teenage years?
I do, actually. When I was in my 10th grade, we had a group of, so for some of you, you may not know this, but I grew up in a city in India. That's where I went to school. And pro-life was something that we talked about at church. I mean, a very small part of it was at church, but we had a Respect Life ministry from the United States. I don't know where they were from, I mean, where exactly they were located, but we had a 1 hour talk about the pro-life message. It was about a responsibility to ourselves, to our own bodies. It was a talk on sexuality, but towards the end, they also talked about the reality of abortion. And they shared with us what abortion is, what the procedure is. And they also did share pictures. I know that's a controversial take. So that is something that I know we don't encourage at the Federation to show students and children. But that was something that the group did. And I know that kind of information was not available to us through any other media, through our culture, through the people around us. Like, we were not able to get the right kind of information about abortion. I mean, we talk about abortion being a clump of cells. It was not. So, and I got to see it when I was about 16 years old, and that made sense to me. So now I know I stand on that impact, on the impact that they made in my life as a teenager.
Thank you so much, Ramel. It's been great to be with you today.
It's been great to talk and have this conversation with you, Maria.
And remember, there is always a reason to choose life.